I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A sponsored job with premium visibility.
It's the after Christmas sale on appliances at JCPenney. Get your home ready for the new year. Now through January 3rd only, find up to 30% off, plus get an extra 10% off select major appliance hot deals on brands like LG, Samsung, GE, and Frigidaire. Plus get 30-month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/21 to 1/3. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Know this about Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
I'm always motivated to get better. And I expect to make a big jump from year one to year two.
And Trubisky has been given a little bit more with which to work each week in terms of the playbook, whether he uses the plays or not. Bears season finale Sunday in Minnesota. The Bulls host New York tonight, a Knicks team which has beaten the Bulls in 6 of their last 8 head-to-heads. Corey Crawford down again. The Blackhawks goalie was placed on injured reserve today, necessitating the recall of goalie Jeff Glass. Crawford spent a week on IR earlier this season, as you may recall, a lower body injury. Blackhawks play tomorrow in Vancouver. College football Independence Bowl final score. It was Florida State over Southern Miss, 42-13. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Precor Home Fitness. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? PrecorHomeFitness.com. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and the bellwether meeting place and brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk at the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub.
Well, call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than that.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's all Hub all the time on these airwaves. One day's kind of blending into the other for me, but I believe I was driving around at about 6:40 in the morning and heard Hub on these very airwaves, and now I hear him again. He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Am I correct?
I was in the Molly chair this morning. Okay. Yesterday and today, yes.
Okay, and I almost crashed my car when you brought up the possibility of John Fox being retained and extended.
I was explaining the options. I was not making any recommendations.
Because my kid's like, why are you yelling? I said, just leave me alone. And I think, was the guy you were thinking of Jim Caldwell? When you were saying that there was a coach everybody thought was going to get fired, and then he received an extension.
No, because he got the extension. They were what were they 2-6 at the break, and then they won their last. They went 6-2 the second half. I've been thinking about it all day.
I think it's been nuts. Jeff Fisher like three times in his career.
Well, he certainly got a few deals he might not have deserved. But
I was thinking, I was hoping a texter would have something, because you mentioned there was a guy everybody thought was going to be fired, and then there was a very quiet surprise.
You know, I just realized who it was. It was Chuck Pagano.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. There you go. See, sometimes it's like setting down a crossword puzzle. Somebody, you just look at it again, and there it is. Mm. All right, you ready for your people?
I am.
Are you ready for Frank in Oak Park?
Absolutely.
Good, he's here. He's on the score. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. Can never have enough Hub on the radio, that's for sure. So, Hub, I've got some early draft questions, and I know the juniors haven't declared yet, and that's a big factor in terms of draft quality. But with your early discussions with Greg Gabriel and the other front office folks, what are the early readings of what are the stronger and what are the weaker draft positions for seniors in this spring's talent bidding? And by the way, when this year did the juniors have to apply for the 2018 draft? And secondly, when are your early and post All-Star game draft guides scheduled to be available?
All right, well, let me take the easy parts first. The declaration date has been moved back a little bit, and it's right around January 10th. I don't have the exact date for you, but it's going to be between the 10th and the 16th, I believe. Our draft preview magazine will be on sale March 6th. We'll have copies earlier at our various newspaper offices by mid-February. If you order by mail or by going to profootballweekly.com, you can have it in your hands by probably about February 20th or so. And then we're not doing the update magazine this year. We're going to do all of the updates for free at the website. So, you know, I think your best place for the draft starting around February 1st is going to be at profootballweekly.com. As far as strengths in this draft, first let me get to something that is not a strength. Remember last year when people were questioning the Bears for trading up for Trubisky and the Texans for trading up for Watson?
I'm glad you're doing this.
Yeah, I mean, people were talking about this being a generational quarterback class. This is going to be one of the weakest quarterback groups that we've seen in the last 10 years or so. Some of these kids may be very good, but at this point, Josh Allen out of Wyoming would have done himself a huge favor going back to school. Josh Rosen has got all kinds of questions about attitude and character. In addition to not having a great year, Sam Darnold had a bad year. If you want to go on performance, the best is probably the Falk kid from Michigan, Washington State. And then, of course, you've got the kid from Louisville. Jackson's a good football player, but undersized athlete, all those questions. So it's a bad year for quarterbacks. It is going to the wide receivers depend on the underclassmen. If the underclassmen we're expecting come out, it's going to be a good year for wide receivers, going to be a good year for offensive tackles. It's going to be a good year for defensive linemen, and it's going to be a good year for cornerbacks. You're not going to see the safeties that you saw last year.
I'm glad you said what you said about the quarterbacks, because this had been building to something and it never materialized.
Well, I mean, there were kids that were really exciting, you know, coming into the season. They all had off years.
Here's Todd and Gardner. We're playing the hits early on the score. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. 5 days away from the greatest day of the year for a Browns fan. No more football for 10 months. But, hey. Oh, come on now. A quick point and then my question, Hub. The Rosen thing, people getting upset about him saying that he might stay in school. I'm kind of unbalanced here. I think that makes him high on my list, and that should be part of the Wonderlic test. Any kid that says he does want to play for the Browns shouldn't be drafted, because he obviously has poor judgment. But then on the flip side, how dumb can he be? Who does he think is going to be drafting number one next year? I mean, so he's not going to be able to avoid him by staying in school for a year. But my questions are twofold. There's no way. I mean, you're in touch with the whole league. Hugh Jackson can't come back. There was a story I'm sure you heard about, you know, where he threw his player, Crowell, under the bus. And Christian Kirksey, his linebacker, had to come out and say that he hasn't lost the team. And it's my experience, when a player says a coach hasn't lost the team, that means he has. And so there's no way Hugh makes this, right? He's got to get you know, fired. And then the second thing is just what you said about these quarterbacks. I'm afraid they're going to finally draft a quarterback in a year when they shouldn't. Is Dorsey got enough moxie and enough strength to stand up and say, regardless of what's happened in the past, I'm going to draft the best player, regardless if he's a quarterback or not? So those are my two questions. Great show as always. Take care, fellas.
Yeah, Todd, the good news is John Dorsey is one of my favorites. They got a really good hire here. Things are going to get better. I don't know how long it's going to take, but things are going to get better. There is no way that Hugh Jackson can come back. I don't know how you do that unless he's got pictures of Jimmy Haslam or something. Now I'll go all the way back, and Dan, we talked about this 5-6 years ago when he got hired in Oakland. There was talk about Hugh Jackson being one of the great politicians amongst NFL coaches, and that got him the job as much as his coaching ability. He's not a horrible football coach. He's got a good offensive mind. He has done a nice job with some quarterbacks. But you can't go 1-31 and keep your job. You can't do it. And I can't believe that John Dorsey's going to tolerate that. And I've talked to some folks, you know, who've indicated that what Dorsey did initially, he didn't want to endorse, Haslam's vote of confidence, and then couldn't avoid it for 3 or 4 weeks. So finally came out and said, I expect him to be back. He had to say that to keep these kids playing for him. If you tell the kids that the coach is going to be back with 3 weeks left, consciously they're not going to quit, but it's a whole different thing. There's no accountability at that point. And so I think that he made the statement in order to try and do what he could to make sure that the roster worked as hard as it could for 2 or 3 more weeks so he could evaluate and have some idea of what makes the most sense. But I do not believe that he will bring Hugh Jackson back. The other thing you got to remember about the Browns is not only do they have one, but they're going to have like 4, 5, or 6, which is the Houston pick for the Deshaun Watson trade. And so they don't have to take a quarterback at 1, but they can afford to take a guy who's not worth it at 4 or 5, because they've also got a couple extra. They've got at least one extra number 2, so they're going to draft one. But there's no way that John Dorsey's not going to use the number 1 overall pick on one of these prospects.
Lenko and Joe on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Bears season ticket holder here. Slim chance we beat the Vikes, but we got a guy, we got a trainer by the name of Brian London, a beast. Keep guys on the field. 790 ways we beat a competitor is due to him, Zaslow, Romberg, and Amber.
I don't know what the hell that is. Justin in Plainfield, you're on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. I read a story that Gary Kubiak was looking to come back as only an offensive coordinator. So, two-parter for you. What are you hearing about that? And then, is he linked to any of these coaching candidates? Thanks.
I have heard that Gary Kubiak would be willing to be considered as a head coach or an offensive coordinator, that there are some people who believe he does want to get back, that he didn't leave Denver because of health issues. He left Denver because he couldn't work with his, quote, best friend, John Elway, anymore. Now, he and Elway were best friends during their playing days. He went there the first time because they were best friends, but a couple of years working with him, was risked ruining that. And I think he does, still think and feel fondly about Elway, still considers him a friend, but knew that they wouldn't stay friends if he had stayed there working for him much longer. So I think if the right offer is made, he would consider either a head coaching or an offensive coordinator job. I've heard that in more than one place.
We should let you know that this Sunday for the final Bears pre- and post-broadcast of this season, Hub, Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, Big Cat Williams are going to be at one of our favorite places, the Foundry in Aurora, Illinois. There will be room for thousands of people. It is a large place, and there's all kinds of stuff going on there, all kinds of places for you to watch the game. You can check out the broadcast, win Score prizes, stick around for the Bears postgame show. You can pregame, postgame, the whole thing with the Score on New Year's Eve. It's going to be a festive occasion to ring out the season and ring in the new year. Orland Park, Ray is on the Score with Hub.
Good evening, Hub. Good evening, Dan. And Dan, just wanted to check in about the left tackle position. I heard another call.
Who the hell is he?
Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to check about the left tackle position. Charles Leto Jr., I think he's been let off the hook the past 2 years. No one's talking about like whether or not they need to replace him urgently as much as wide receivers. You mentioned there's good tackles in the draft. Are there good tackles in free agency? I know that's a oxymoron in a lot of ways, but what are they going to do with left tackles? I feel like they got to address that.
I suspect that they will. Now, whether they'll do it high or not, I don't know, and that's a problem because the premier left tackles in the NFL, for the most part, are top 10, top 15 picks. It really is the one position where you do have to get that guy, you know, high in the first round. You look at Joe Thomas, at Trent Williams, at Tyron Smith. Every one of them except for Jason Peters was a first-round pick. This is one where we're waiting on the underclassmen. The one kid who I think is going to be kind of a consensus number one is Brown from Oklahoma. Watch him in the playoffs. I don't know if you'll see two games or one. But that's a kid who could very well be sitting there, assuming the Bears are picking 7 or 8, that I think would be a really nice pick. And as far as free agency, honestly, just haven't looked at it yet. We get the actual list of free agents the NFLPA gives us at the Super Bowl every year. You can do a lot of studying if you go to overthecap.com or SportTrack, and those are usually pretty accurate, but a lot of this stuff changes as far as who actually is going to be in free agency and who isn't.
Hub Arc is brought to you by Dell. Dell's small business advisors help you get the right solution. Get up to 35% off select business PCs with Intel Core processors through December. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. Got a couple lines open. If you want to be part of the next bank with Hub, 312-644-6767. Talking football. Keep it here. The Score.
One and only Hub Arkis.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. Athletes at Christmas time are fun to watch. Because of social media, we're able to see a lot of their generosity to their families and their communities. Drew Brees and his foundation opened the Walnut Street Playground down in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. It's the city's first all-inclusive playground for kids of all abilities. Chris Bryant and his wife shared a video of them giving her mother a brand new Jeep on Christmas Day. And the captured moment of Bryant's mother-in-law shedding happy tears is truly moving. And then there's the ever-over-the-top Ball family. Lonzo was exceedingly generous to his parents at Christmas time, ponying up $400,000 for a brand-new Rolls Royce. And it's a sweet-looking ride, too. But with LeVar, obviously excited to be in the top 1%, shouting, "This is how we roll!" It felt more like "Look at me" than Yuletide spirit. But hey, each his own. Tis the season. I'm Tiki Barber.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8 can...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want! It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle. The best form of cardio for burning fat. Sprinting will put muscle on you. Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle. It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Hell no, it doesn't. Hub Arkish on the line, answering your questions, hearing your comments on the Bears and the NFL, because it's Wednesday and it's the middle of the 5 o'clock to 5:30 segment, so we're ready for the next bank of calls, and we are going to go to Iowa City. probably keeping one eye on the television at the moment, is
yes,
Doug,
sir.
And he's on the score.
What up, Doug?
Thanks, you guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it. No, I'm not listening to that pinstripe ball. That's a joke.
Wow, look at this. It's beneath him.
Hang up on Doug. No, I'm done.
My question for Hub is, how do you grade players after each game? Hub, say, for example, a right guard. How do you grade a person like that after each game?
Well, what I do is I watch the tape, and generally before, I haven't written that column every week this year because it's kind of gotten redundant, but I do usually in a normal season do it every week, and I will watch the tape four times, and the first time I will focus on the skill guys on offense, the second time I will focus on the offensive line, the third time I will focus on the front seven, and the fourth time I'll focus on the secondary, and we now have available to us through, I forget what it's called, NFL something pass, but we get the All 22, which is the coach's tape, and, you know, you literally keep charts and grade their performance on each play, and then you total them up. I in my column, I usually just use letter grades because it's kind of easier for people who aren't used to looking at coaches' film and the way coaches write their charts. They'll have usually more number scores with colors on them, and I try not to let it get too complicated. But the bottom line is, you know what each guy is supposed to do, and so you check the 60 or 70 plays, and you see how many times he did it.
In Westchester, it is Pat. He's on the score. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Dan. Great show, as always. And I'd like to talk to Hub. I got to ask you, they need an impact receiver. Is there any chance they could get Landry as a free agent from the Dolphins? And would he be the best way, or would you use a combo of the college receivers and then free agency wide receivers like Landry that get some impact players at that wide position?
You know, Pat, I am a huge Jarvis Landry fan. He has the NFL record, all-time NFL record, for most receptions by a wide receiver his first 2 years in the league. He's tied for most his first 3 years in the league, and he is the runaway leader for most receptions his first 4 years in the league. He is also a really quality young man. I've had a couple of long-form one-on-ones with him following some Sunday and Monday night games I've done on the radio, and I'm just highly impressed with him. I don't know if the Dolphins are going to let him get out of town or not. Their problem is that they inherited a big contract with Kenny Stills when they traded for him, and they invested a high number one in Devontae Parker, who's actually been kind of disappointing. And yet they've still got a year or two left on that deal. So, and they're not in great salary cap shape. They may be in a position where they allow him to get away, and if he's on the market, I would love to see the Bears get Jarvis Landry. They may not let him get to the market. They may hang a transition tag on him. They may try and get a long-term deal done.
Here's Mike next on the score. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi. Quick question. For a guy like Josh McDaniels, and after I read Dan Pompey's article on Josh McDaniels, I believe it was a week or two ago, he checks all the boxes off for me as a Bears fan for him to be the next head coach. It's already problematic, though, because it's already been well known from other writers, and I don't know if you've talked about it or not, that he wants to bring in his own guy as a GM, which is like one of his really good friends that's already with him in New England. So that's already problematic for the Bears then, right? Because Ryan Pace isn't going anywhere anytime soon, which in turn could also mean that by the next head coach coming in, Pace may be gone in a year if he's again going to do not so well in the draft. So where is this coaching search really going to go?
Mike, first of all, Josh McDaniels is not the only candidate. He's not the only good candidate. And secondly, you've got the story kind of half right. The reality is Nick Caserio, who's the director of player personnel at New England, has been one of the most sought-after potential GM candidates in the league for 5-6 years now, and he has turned down at least half a dozen offers to interview because he wants to stay in New England. And it's not Josh McDaniels bringing Nick Caserio. It's teams wanting Nick Caserio in the hopes that he might bring Josh McDaniels. Now, McDaniels and Caserio are close. Maybe Caserio is ready to move on. Maybe he knows more than we do about how long Belichick's going to stay in New England. But based on past history, Caserio's not leaving New England, so that's not really an issue. I know Dan has had some long-form sit-downs with McDaniels. He's very high on him. I've still got a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth from how badly he screwed up in Denver. That was a while ago. You know, and we all
I'm
grow
with
up.
You.
we all grew up and we all get second chances, but that was kind of some character issues there.
Yep.
And I don't know, Anthony, character is character. It's hard to change, you know? And so I think that he got his comeuppance. I think he knows he can't mess around when he's working for Bill Belichick. Once he gets out on his own, I worry a little bit again about that ego. He may be great, because look at how good Belichick was the second time around. But there's some other really good choices out there. So I wouldn't be against McDaniels, but he's not necessarily number one on my list either.
Another Mike, this time in Carroll Stream. He's on the score. Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the segment. Wondering about Dave Tobe. I'm a Colts fan. With ties to both Chicago and the Colts with, you know, Ballard as GM, if both teams presented the chance to be the head coach, would it come down to just whatever he preferred, or would it come down to something like, you know, Mitch being young and looking good with a bright future, or, you know, versus Andrew Luck's shoulder health?
Well, I can tell you Dave would be fine with the idea of coming back to Chicago, but he is not only the top candidate in Indianapolis because of Chris Ballard. He's the top candidate in Cleveland because of John Dorsey, who's the GM he worked for there for the last 4 years, and he does not have a connection to the Bears at this point. I mean, at least not with Ryan Pace or anybody currently on the coaching staff, because he lived and worked here for 9 years. I know that he likes it here and would definitely consider coming back. But he's the front runner in those other two cities and maybe in a third or fourth city. So I would be surprised if – I'd be shocked, to be honest with you, if Dave doesn't get a job this year. But I think he's going to have his pick of at least two, maybe even three or four jobs. And so if he's the guy the Bears want, they better move quick and they better put a pretty attractive offer on the table.
In Racine, George will close things out for us on the score.
Yes, Hub. I'm asking about a coach I like from Stanford, Shaw. I don't know his first name, but he's an offensive mind, and plus he is a head coach. And I heard something he's got a connection with Fazio.
He worked with Vic Fangio. They all worked for Jim Harbaugh at Stanford. And then when Jim went to the 49ers and Fangio and Gus Roman went with him, David Shaw stayed and eventually ended up with the head coaching job. So, yeah, he's worked with Vic. He is another one, though, who there'll be four, five, six teams reaching out to gauge his interest. But much like Jim Harbaugh is not leaving Ann Arbor, I don't think that David Shaw is leaving Palo Alto. I could be wrong about that. He is not as nailed to Stanford as Harbaugh is to Michigan right now. It would depend on the offer, but I think he's going to be a long shot to come to the NFL. You're right, though. He'd be a really good candidate if he was interested. A lot of folks in the NFL really like him a lot.
That sounded like the Wisconsin Division II version of Frank from Oak Park. like Wisconsin was trying. They wanted to have their own version, and that guy won their little local pageant. But thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
All right, and guys, I will actually be in for you on Friday, Dan, sitting with Anthony. So it's the Heron and Arca show on Friday.
Outstanding. See you there, huh? I might actually even listen to that. It sounds so good.
Enjoy your time off. You don't need to listen to us.
Thank you, Hub. Maybe I do enjoy my time off by listening to you. That's possible. That segment That's brought sad. To you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit, 800-294-7417, 800-294-7417. It's On is next.
Scoreboard update.
And now to the Chicago Wolves update studio. The Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp. TripAdvisor and Ticketmaster be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It is the 11-22 Chicago Bulls hosting the 17-16 New York Knicks tonight. Nikola Mirotic has scored double digits in 8 of his 11 games this season, including last night during that Bulls win over Milwaukee, where Mirotic had 24 points in 28 minutes. Blackhawks are in Vancouver tomorrow and will be without Corey Crawford for a while, placed on injured reserve today. That'd be the second time that he has been put on IR this year. The Bears' Tariq Cohen holding court today and admits he doesn't really like the fame aspect of playing for the Chicago Bears. Hard for him to go unrecognized.
I think it's mainly my height, though. You know, I feel like that plays along with it, though. So they see me, and they know it's me automatically. Like, I was in the mall yesterday. I was in Woodfield Mall, and people were just, you know, double laughing, double taking, just looking at me, just automatically spotting me easily.
And after this Sunday, Cohen will be able to go wherever he wants for a while. It's the final Bears game of the season, and it is in Minnesota on Sunday at noon. Independence Bowl, final score, Florida State 42 and Southern Miss 13. And checking the Anthony Heron Pinstripe Bowl, Iowa trailing Boston College 14-10 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Sorry, they had a lead. They've had a couple of leads.
And they actually, the Iowa defensive back or linebacker made a nice play on one of the touchdown passes, and he tipped it. He just happened to tip it right to the receiver who ran in for a touchdown. He does.
Anthony Heron cares
yeah. because he went there,
yeah.
and now he can't really like let it go.
Hawkeye pride.
It's school. I always say school is for the students.
That's right.
That was like 20 years ago.
IA City. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get the TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies. Or TheraWorksRelief.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
It's back. The annual Lexus of Naperville December to Remember.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
This is when we let you know what the plan is for the evening, what is going to be on our various screens or tablets, phones, however we consume sports or non-sports. For me, I'm letting it ride with the Bulls. I am rolling with Knicks at Bulls, and there are some football games that, depending, might deserve a flip over, perhaps the Foster Farms Bowl, Arizona against Purdue. There's also the Texas Bowl with Texas against Missouri that may be a glance, but I'm all about the Bull, so why not?
You know, I can do some Bulls. I'm going to flip in and out of that one a little bit, but my DVR started doing some funny things recently, or it kind of acted like it didn't necessarily want to save all my programming. And I have not watched anything of this season from The Walking Dead yet. So before my DVR just gets rid of all of those, I think I may introduce my 12-week-old Bishop to The Walking Dead and just allow him to experience the show his dad enjoys.
Okay.
You obviously don't have a Comcast Xfinity X1 DVR because those work flawlessly.
Well, I do, but mine in particular, it's an older model, I guess. But for whatever reason, like I came back, I was gone for the holiday from almost a week, and I got back last night, and the DVR has a bunch of to be announced on it. It still seems to have saved programming, but it all says to be announced, which worries me. I don't know what the next worst step may be. So I said, all right, let me start churning out some Walking Dead before this gets out of hand.
All your DVR shows are going to turn into like Third Rock from the Sun or something. That's the next worst step. House Hunters is new tonight.
Which one is House Hunters?
House Hunters is the one where they take the couples to three different houses and they show them what their house could be with the expensive one.
Right.
And then they say, well, suckers, you can't afford this one. Here's a cheaper house. It looks like garbage.
Well, they don't
now.
Say that. They say, well, this is a little out of our price range.
Right. Well, the property brothers bring you there and make you think like you can afford this house, and then they pull it out from under you like a rug. And then they say, well, the house we're going to show you, it looks like trash, but we'll make it look like this one.
And then as they start to do the repairs, then of course it goes over budget.
Right.
And they ask the people, well, hey, how about you spend a couple of more, like, what, like shillings? Spend a few more shillings, if you will. Shekels,
yeah.
Some of those.
Yeah. That's my kind of drama reality TV. So we'll do that. We'll do House Hunters. And yeah, I'm sure I'll watch the Bulls, but House Hunters is where it's at.
I'm going to catch the end of the Pinstripe Bowl. I mean, by the time I get home, we'll be into the second half.
You might time that up just right, actually, because traffic this time of year, this whole week, the traffic has been an absolute delight.
Yeah.
It's just been It's the nice thing with the city pretty much empty.
Well, and even after I landed last night at O'Hare, we came into the city to go home briefly and then drove out to the suburbs to see my folks. And both trips, like getting from O'Hare to home and then home out to the burbs and then the burbs back, had no issues traffic-wise in either direction. And by the way, just as a Bishop note, flying for the first time with
how'd he do?
I mean, phenomenal. Just... I don't, there's nowhere to go but down from how he handled the plane. You know, fed him a little bit on the way up, slept a lot of the flight when he was awake. He was cool. He was just kind of looking around, fed him on the way down. Where things got hairy after we landed in Boston and we're driving from Boston out to Cape Cod to see my in-laws, he went nuclear in the rental car. That was the issue.
Maybe he just didn't like the rental car.
Could have been that.
Yeah, maybe just you didn't want the Chevy Malibu and he wanted you to upgrade to something. Never know. Actually, my kid, that was his thing.
Yeah.
When he got older, he was a toddler when we would get a rental car. He got to pick.
Ah.
That was like his, when they say, you know, whatever, anyone in that
like
row. Oh, and it would be like 10 minutes. Like, dude, make a decision already.
We're just, make the call.
And hotel room key cards.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I do the card? Feels like yesterday.
So
but and by the way, the texters are angry because apparently, Shane, you described property brothers, not house hunters.
No. Okay, no, I did
you
say
did
the property brothers bring you in to show you the house hunters, to show you the houses. Did I describe Property Brothers? Yes, I did describe Property Brothers.
Yeah,
also
did.
A great show, but House Hunters is different. That's one.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, okay. I described the wrong one. Okay. Property Brothers, though, is new before House Hunters, so...
Is that different? Which one is Love It or List It?
I don't think that's either one of those. I think it's a separate show.
Because Love It or List It is the one where they come in and they redo their house completely, and then they have to decide whether or not, because they wanted to sell their house, but then there's a challenge, so they have it completely redone to increase the value of it and make it sell for more, but then they have a choice that they can actually stay in it and live there as it's redone, or they can put it on the market and get what they can get for it and go elsewhere.
And then they move that bus. Or is that another show?
No, that's the one where it's like
Extreme
this guy
makeover.
Got his legs blown off and they got to rebuild his house.
He's chasing a monkey along
his traps. Right, he's chasing his monkey in Indonesia and he fell, he's paralyzed, they got to retrofit his house. And it looks like they do, it's one of those things where they do it so fast. It's like a 48-hour full reconstruction that you know the moment the cameras turn off, the entire house falls apart.
Guys usually have this many Property Brothers truthers on your text line? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, they're all over the place.
They are into the Property Brothers. It's important to them. They want to make sure.
There's another very angry man from the 630.
Yeah, what's that guy doing? Obviously,
he's
a Man
very
United
angry
fan.
With you.
Yeah, clearly a Manchester United fan. There's no question about it. That segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Lawrence is here, and he's not going to be here for very long. Lawrence has a 15-minute show. He's going to be on from 6 to 6:15, then it's DePaul against Villanova. Ooh, boy, is Villanova good. And then Julie DeCaro after the DePaul game until midnight. So we'll give Lawrence a little extra time. We'll say an early good evening to Lawrence to let him spread his wings a little bit. Next on The Score.
Up next for the Bears, it's their final matchup of the season. A New Year's Eve divisional showdown with the first-place Vikings. Get a full preview right here. Plus, be sure to tune in all day Monday for breaking news regarding John Fox's future with the Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity Edge-to-Edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably, you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You sure I made the naughty? Yeah.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a hole!
Enjoy them while you can, because it's Lawrence Holmes packed into a very short show tonight. Transitions brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, men.
Hola.
I am fresh off a plane from Miami. Because I'm an idiot.
Why are you an idiot?
Because I came back. Oh. So we spent Christmas down in Florida.
Okay.
So we like Southern Florida. I left Mel in Miami. So she is just loving life right now.
You came
now.
Back rolling solo.
Yeah, I came back. I came back because, you know, I got a show to do with Lance on Friday. Mm. So I came back.
Wow.
And yeah. But we got to spend 3 days there, which was nice.
Were you in South Beach or are you in Miami proper?
We did Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Okay.
she's going to do whatever. Like, yeah. I'm sure she'll be on South Beach.
Carlos the pool boy.
Whatever.
Is there much driving
whatever
around?
Makes her happy. If that's what makes her happy.
Is there much driving around? Like, you try to hit the keys or anything?
No, she's big into the keys because she's okay. quite the hippie. But it's to me, that felt like we needed to do that for a week. Like that's one of those things where if we're going to do that,
right.
I just wanted to make sure that we were away for Christmas where it was nice and warm and get 3 days where I could go run outside.
Did you go to Calle Ocho?
No, not, come on, man. I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing like the touristy. All I want, Dan, this is me on vacation. Okay.
Okay.
Is it warm? Yes. Am I day drinking? Yes. Done.
I'm out.
Done.
I'm already out.
You need far more activity than that.
Well, no, the day drinking, I'm shot because I can't do it.
I'm with you.
I'm bad at it too.
I'm good at day drinking at breakfast though. That's where it's got to be. It can't be lunch. If you get into some sort of lunch day drinking, then your day is shot.
So now, you're doing like Bloody Marys or
a Paloma. I'm doing a lot of tequila drinks.
Is that because if you take a nap after breakfast, you can still experience the day?
Absolutely, afterwards? Anthony. Okay. You have totally figured me out. That's how you do it. You get a workout in, you have a nice breakfast, you drink a Paloma, and or you know, if you want to do tequila shots or whatever. Whatever it is that you want to do, that or sipping tequila, that sort of thing. So I like the desert. She likes the beach. So this was her turn. So we got the beach this time. We got the water this time.
Well, you could do someplace like Cabo where you could have both.
Correct. Like Costa Rica is really good for us, even though it isn't necessarily desert. It's interesting. I also like city. Like if we're going to, I want city. So if we go to Costa Rica, as long as I can do some exploring around the city and not be in the jungle with Lovey and the howler monkeys and the machete. You guys don't think that that's weird? This is now two stories with Bears head coaches and monkeys.
These are the only ones we know.
That's true.
Yeah, because there was the
and you're 100% right, Dan. John Fox's brother killed that monkey.
Of course he did. Something, it was just weird. It's like that, it tied him up and that didn't go so well.
It lasted 3 years. That was the quote.
It lasted
3 years. Monkeys have a longer life expectancy.
It's like a light bulb.
It lasted 3 years. That's all a problem.
Monkeys, I don't know how long it's supposed to last.
Hey, they won Sunday for Gidget. Had to do it for
Gidget.
Did
anybody have the sign? Can we confirm it? Because somebody was saying that they really should have there should have been a win one for Gidget movement.
I tweeted it out. I tweeted it out on Sunday night because it's funny to me. Like the whole thing is hysterical. I am curious to see what happens. I think we're going to be together on New Year's Day.
Correct.
To see if Black Monday comes to pass and John Fox is removed from the situation because.
Why wait?
This is what I was saying 4 weeks ago. Why wait? Why wait?
I think as far as in season, they waited because they really weren't interested in giving anybody a tryout.
Okay, so what? It doesn't have to be a tryout. You could tell Vic Fangio, hey, you're running the team. Or wasn't it the Rams that promoted their special teams coordinator? So go ahead, run the team, knowing that they were never going to hire him to be head coach of the team. Go ahead. Just get this guy out of here.
Well, what would it have benefited, though, to get rid of him? A month ago, who would it have helped? Would it have helped Trubisky?
I don't know if that him being here helps Trubisky.
I don't know that it's hurt him either, though. I think Mitch has done just fine for a rookie quarterback with the limited exposure he had in college. I think Mitch is doing fine with the limitations he's had as a play caller from Dow Loggins.
But see, that's my thing, Anthony, that if Fox is gone, it's pretty clear. If you listen to Loggins versus Fox, it's pretty clear that Loggins wants to do other stuff than what Fox wants to do.
He's half his age. I mean, he has his whole career in front of him at this point. Fox doesn't.
Well, I don't know if age has anything to do with being creative offensively.
Oh, I see what you mean. When you say do other stuff, I thought you meant bigger picture where Fox may be done and Loggins has other things he wants to do.
It's just clear that Loggins has a different style that he would call the game if he were allowed. Not to say that it's good, and I am definitely not stumping for him. Patton Oswalt can go do something else.
But, you know, I'm not
I don't really think that Loggins is a bad guy or there's anything about his personality.
No, he's definitely not a bad guy.
Just because he's seemingly in a little over his head or maybe a bit of a lightweight at the job, he's been available. He's been personable. I don't have any issues.
There's nothing wrong with Dow Loggins other than the results that we've seen, and perhaps he wasn't quite ready for this.
He seems to be a stand-up guy. Yeah, you got young players learning and young coaches learning, and that is a bad combination.
I just think that you could have gotten a jump on a lot of people if you would have fired you. I mean, we know that they're going to be open for business. At least we think they're going to be open for business starting January 1. I don't see the harm that would have come from them getting rid of a guy who's clearly on his retirement tour.
If Ryan Pace hadn't gotten a jump on this thing, then he might as well leave with John Fox. Because if you're trying to do this right, you should have a decision made very soon.
All right, Anthony, thanks for sitting in for Jason. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good to be here. Yes, sir, I'll be here.
All right, very cool. We'll get out of Lawrence's way because he's not on for very long tonight before DePaul basketball against Villanova. We thank our guests today, Eldon Hamm, Casey Johnson, and Hub Arkish. The video director was Brian Gertsch.
What were his three batting averages in a Sox uniform?
In a Sox uniform, he hit .307, .318, and .286.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Nope.
If you want to use batting average to determine a player's worth.
Okay, Bernstein.
It's not a Bernstein thing, Les.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people still are going to use batting averages as things you may not, he may not, but I consider batting average very important. It shows how many times he gets on base. And then you could also, of course, point to his on-base percentage. That makes a lot, too, because walks, and if you reach on an error, if you get on base, and if you get hit by a pitch.
If you reach on an error, that's an out.
So is Les saying he does care about on-base percentage or that he does not?
He doesn't know and we don't know.
Okay.
Our producer today, the one-man gang, Shane Reardon.
312-644-6767. Ha, Les, you just fed the score sound bites all week with his DH hate. You know what? Good. I hope they play it until they ram it down everybody's throat. I'm not backing down on that. If they got nothing better to do than play sound bites like that, and there have been some days that they don't have anything better to do, go ahead, play it. Play it till the sun doesn't shine anymore. I don't care. It gives the producers of those midday and afternoon shows something more to do. They got enough stuff to do without worrying about that junk. It's the way I look at it, but what can I tell you?
What did you all do to Les? Why is Les on the muscle?
That's old stuff. It's just Shane digging through the archives.
Shane, leave Les alone.
No.
Ask him. That's a question. You say, ask him your questions about the Les issues. That's all him.
You got to thank someone else.
I do?
Don't you?
No, it's just Shane.
Who else is here?
Oh, there's no video coordination today?
I said that, and that's it.
You only had Shane today?
Thanks, Shane, again.
Oh.
You got to cast the thousands tonight for your 15 minutes, don't you?
I know. It's really just me and Herbie. I thought someone else was here. This is the afternoon show. The afternoon damn show on the score. Yeah, one producer.
Sunday morning in 1997.
Better believe it.
Yep.
Capable.
This was not a shot at you, Shane.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we should take down.
No, it wasn't a shot. I understand.
It was not a shot at you.
It's for my own lack of self-confidence. I'm just reaffirming.
I mean, I did hear the screw up with In Other News.
Oh,
I heard that.
Wow.
I mean, I heard that. I mean, if that's what we're going to do, if we're doing this, if that's what we're doing, I'm still waiting for that perfect game. You got it in you. Let's see it.
What's in the cup, Lawrence? That's what I want to know.
I want to go home now.
Just water.
They're making me uncomfortable. No, there's no sipping
in Miami.
Tequila in
that
there.
Wouldn't be just water.
I had a Paloma at the airport. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't even know what a Paloma is.
Basically, okay.
All right, I know
a margarita, and then you throw in some grapefruit soda. Ooh, in there. Yeah, it's very good.
And another shot of tequila.
Yes, sir.
And more Cointreau.
Breakfast tequila.
I'm in.
That's a thing.
All right, well, Anthony, I'll be back tomorrow. Lawrence next. Bye.
Basically, not a good day at the office.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, advice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Jake Brown Show on radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports